From KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. In the transition from the use of harmful planet-warming fossil fuels to cleaner, renewable energy sources, it's not just fossil fuel corporations losing out. Workers in the fossil fuel industry will also be transitioning. Some new research published through UC Berkeley's Labor Center looks into what happened to some of those workers, in this case, after the closure of the Marathon refinery in Martinez about 3 years ago. I'm joined now by one of the authors, Professor Virginia Parks of UC Irvine. Let's start with the findings. What were the most significant findings you had following the progress of these workers?
Sure. Well, the first one is a more general one, that job loss is devastating for workers, their families, and communities. In the aftermath of the layoff, about three quarters of the workers were able to find a new job within a year of layoff. But that came at a cost, and their new jobs paid 24% less than they had paid before. They really struggled financially, and a third took early withdrawals from their retirement accounts. Some sold cars, and most of them pulled their children from extracurricular activities. And then lastly, I just want to say a very surprising finding was the lack of recognition of these workers' skills when applying to new jobs. So employers just aren't familiar with the highly skilled nature of refinery work, and workers don't carry credentials that they can show new employers that sort of prove their skill set.
Right. Earlier today, I spoke with Tracy Scott, president of the United Steelworkers Union in Martinez, which represents a good portion of the laid off workers, who said something similar, that he understands the decision to move California to cleaner fuels, but more support is needed for these workers.
The certification of skills that they currently have as it relates to the complexity of the work that they do in oil refining resides with the employer, and members need educational programs that will help certify that work so that they can quantify their skills to potential employers.
On an industry level or even a legislative level, how can California minimize the harm to displaced workers during this transition toward cleaner energy?
One, just financial assistance will really help these workers, and then assistance with job search and placement, and even making funds available to local labor organizations to work as sort of benefit negotiators, if you will, to connect their members directly to services and supports that we can make available. And you know, really, these recommendations boil down to a need to invest in workers and communities being impacted by a change they did not trigger. And we cannot transition the economy on the backs of workers. We really need to find a way to center them and their needs, their families, and their communities.
What kind of training programs are out there, and how effective are they in terms of moving workers into new sectors?
Training doesn't really have a good rap, and workers are willing to engage in new training, but they're wary. We really need short-term, very targeted training, because these are already highly skilled workers. And I think that's something that we lose sight of. They don't necessarily need skill training. What they need is a very quick intervention that will transition them into new work. And we have very few good models for that.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Natalia.
That was Professor Virginia Parks of UC Irvine, and I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.